今天早上的经文是《路加福音》第十五章第一节、第二节，还有第十一节到三十二节。
The scripture reading will be done in Mandarin. Those are reading in English Bible. You can look at the PowerPoint slides.
路加福音第十五章第一节，众这个是。
You're asking me.
Okay, yeah. 众瑞利和罪人都。挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。法利赛人和文士私下议论说：“这人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。”十一节，耶稣又说：“一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说：‘父啊，请你把我应得的家业分给我。’他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切。”所有的都收拾起来往远方去了，在 那里任意放荡，浪费资财，竟耗尽了一切所有的。又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人。那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚来充饥，也没有人给他。后来他醒悟过来，就说：我父亲有多少雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是他就起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，年年与他亲嘴。儿子说：父亲啊，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说：把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿吧，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛肚宰来，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回家离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么一回事。仆人说：你的兄弟来了，你父亲因为 得着他无灾无病的回来，就把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说：我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羔羊叫我和朋友一同快乐，但是你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一回来你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说：儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Thank you. Okay. So family,
这个家庭
family members,
家人，
You love them, but sometimes they can drive you up the wall.
你可以爱他们，但是有时他们也会气死你。
When family relationships are good, they can be very good.
关系好的时候就很好。
When they can be bad, it can be pretty terrible.
关系不好就很糟糕了。
The title of today's sermon is The Tale of the Prodigal Brother.
今天早上的信息，主题就是那挥霍弟弟的故事。
In this parable, Jesus uses the characters of a family to speak to his listeners.
主耶稣用家庭成员来教导听众。
From verses 1 to 2, we can see that in the crowd, there are sinners as well as Pharisees.
在十五章，这里说到群众当中，听者有罪人，也有法利赛人。
Therefore, this parable holds two slightly different messages.
所以这个比喻有稍微不同的两个信息。
But the messages are connected. We'll look at the first message from the perspective of the younger brother.
但是两个信息都是有相连的，让我们就一一来看。我们先从弟弟的角度来看。
And then after that, we'll look at the perspective of the older brother.
然后再从哥哥的角度来看。
So first, from the younger brother, we see the message of the lost son.
那么这个从弟弟的角度来看，就看到这个浪子的信息。
The passages we just read sit at the end of a trio, three parables.
今天早上的故事是这个三部曲的最后一曲。
First, you have the lost sheep, then the lost coin, and then now the prodigal son.
所谓三部曲，就是第一就有那个迷失的羊，第二就那个失掉的银币，那么这个呢就是这个迷失的儿子。
All have the theme of being lost and found again. So there's a theme of love and grace and repentance running through them.
他们三个都有同样的主题，就是失而复得，也讲到恩，也讲到爱，也讲到怜悯和悔改。
Of the tree, the parable of the lost son is the most famous. And in common usage, when we say prodigal son, we mean someone who has returned and been redeemed.
这三个故事呢，这个浪子的故事是圣经当中最出名的这个比喻，而这个词哈，这个浪子，也是很我们常常用的。
And indeed, what the son did was very serious. He asked his father for a share of his inheritance.
这个浪子普遍现在用的就是一个回头的人蒙救赎。那么这个儿子他所做的呢，是一个非常严重的事情，因为他向他的父亲要产业。
This is very respectful because it's normally only done after the father has passed away.
这个是非常不尊重的，因为只有当你的父亲死了，你才能够问他要那个产业。
And the crowd, all the listeners who have been fully aware of this.
那么群众当中那些听众全部都会知道这件事情。
And they would have been shocked, maybe, that the father did what was asked.
他们会很惊讶，因为这父亲照做了。
But the father indeed did do what was asked, and the young man took the money.
而父亲照做了，那小儿子就把钱拿走了。
And the young man took his money and left for a far country where he proceeded to waste and squander all of the money.
这里说这年轻人拿了钱就到一个很远的地方去，那么接着就把钱花光了。
Where he was left with no choice but to take on a menial job of feeding swines.
那么没有钱呢就没有办法，就只好拿一份差事，就是去喂那个猪。
Yet another shock for the listening crowd, because this kind of job among Jews was unheard of and very, very far below them.
那么听众听到这里也会觉得很惊讶，很震撼，因为这个喂猪对犹太人来讲是一个从来没有人做的工作，也是非常低贱的。
And the shocks continue because now the crowd hears that once the young man comes to his senses and repented and went home, the father accepted him back.
那个震撼力继续下去，因为他们听到说，当这个儿子回到父亲的身边，父亲竟然要回他。
Verse 20 tells us that when the father sighted the young man, still a long way away, the father's heart was pounding.
这里说这个二十节，当父亲在远远看到儿子回来的时候呢，他的心就在那边砰砰跳，或说是心跳加速，动了慈心。
And the father ran out and embraced him.
父亲就跑出去拥抱他。
When the young man tried to deliver his prepared speech, his father cut him off.
年轻人就开始要讲一些话，而父亲就把他打断了。
So he said part of it. He said, Father, I've sinned against God and against you. I don't deserve to be called your son ever again.
他开始讲了几句，他说，父亲啊，我得罪了神，也得罪了你，我不配做你的儿子。
But he hadn't completed the rest. He was going to say, please take me as your hired hand.
他本来想说，你要回我吧，我做你的雇工。
But before that, the father was already calling out for the servants.
但是他还没有开口，父亲就使唤了他的工人了。
And it all came, the fatted calf, the family ring, the sandals, all signs of a celebration and homecoming.
然后父亲就把这些东西都准备好了，说要宰那个牛啊，然后拿那个家族的戒指，然后又把鞋子给他。那么这些都是象征着回家之后的那个庆贺。
If this story is shocking for the listening Jews so far, it is consoling to us.
如果这个故事对于犹太人来说是那么震撼的话，那么对于我们呢是很安慰的。
What does the message mean for us?
对我们来说有什么信息呢?
To be prodigal means to be wasteful, extravagant in a bad way.
其实这个浪子或者放荡，这个 prodigal 是放荡。其实真正的意思就是有这个浪费的含义啦，或者说是不顾一切，很挥霍，很奢侈。
Yeah. To be spendthrift, to be squandering.
非常的奢侈，很浪费。
So in this story then, what has the young man squandered?
所以我们就问说，这个小儿子在故事里他浪费了或者他挥霍了什么呢？
On the face of it, yes, he's lost his money.
是的，他遗失了或者失掉了他的财产。
But it's not just money, that was his inheritance, that was his share from his father's property.
但是那不只是财产，因为那本来是他应得的，那个是他的产业。
And what else has he squandered?
那么他还浪费了什么呢？
He squandered his father's affections and love and trust.
是不是挥霍了他父亲对他的疼爱还有信任呢？
What has he thrown away?
放弃了什么？
He has thrown away his identity as a beloved son, like the offspring of a rather wealthy homeowner.
其实他放弃的是他自己的身份，是这个爱子的身份，是一个后裔，因为这个父亲是一个富裕的财主。
His father was a rich farmer who had farmhands working for him, and the farmhands could sit down and eat 3 square meals a day.
父亲是一个非常富裕的地主，那有很多工人为他打拼。那么他原本可以是这个很舒服的一日三餐吃得饱。
Nope, he squandered all that. He turned his back, packed his bags, and left for a distant country.
但是他却放弃了这一切，他就转身收拾自己的包袱，然后离开家而去了。
As we apply this parable to our own lives, we ask if perhaps we, like the younger son, sometimes may be tempted to turn our back on our identities.
当我们将这个比喻应用在我们的生命，我们可以问一下，我们有没有也像这个小儿子一样，很多时候放弃了身为神儿女这个身份，然后就到一个遥远的地方去。
Indeed, as we say that we turn our backs on being children of God,We may want to go to a strange and distant land, further and further from God.
当我们说我们放弃了身为神儿女的身份，就是到这个远方去，就是越来越远离神了。
And this doesn't really mean leaving home physically.
这不是说离家出走。
St. Augustine says that the far country signifies the forgetfulness of God.
这个圣奥古斯丁他曾经这样说，这个遥远的地方，象征的就是遗忘了神。
St. Augustine of Hippo, also known as the Bishop of Hippo, was also called the Prodigal Saint.
这个非洲的这个奥古斯丁圣徒也被称为是挥霍的圣徒。
So before he was a bishop in his older years, in his youth he strayed very far from God.
当他成为主教之前，在他年少的时候，他也很远离了神很多年。
And his mother, who was very pious, wept tears for him and kept praying to God.For him to be brought back to him.
这个奥古斯丁的妈妈是一个很虔诚的妇女，她为了儿子的罪、儿子的愚昧，常常在神面前流泪、痛哭、祷告。
And indeed, what she prayed for came about. Came back to God.
她为她祷告，能够悔改、转向神，而这件事情真的如她所愿的成了。
And he wrote a very famous book called The Confessions of St. Augustine.
这个奥古斯丁就写了一本很著名的著作，叫做《圣徒的告白》。
He writes about his conversion experience and his regrets of what he used to do.
他就写了他自己信主的这个经历，还有他以前所做的事情。
And his writings are based on the Psalms of David.
他的这个文章大都是以大卫的诗篇为基础。
And it begins with the well-known phrase, For thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee.
那个这个开场白呢是很著名的，他说我们或者是人是为你，就是为神而造的，我们总是不安，唯有在神那里我们才得到安息。
So the story of the prodigal son has also had other famous admirers.
所以这个浪子或者挥霍儿子的这个故事也有很多很多人很喜欢这个故事。
Rembrandt painted a famous painting, and that's shown on the screen.
有一个著名的画家叫 Rembrandt, 他就画了这幅画在这里。
A writer called Henry Nouwen spent a lot of his time staring and meditating on it.
Henry Nouwen 呢，他就注视这个画，然后花了很多时间在反思。
And as a result of his hours of meditating and thinking, he wrote a short book called The Return of the Prodigal Son.
他看了这幅画这么久，就写了一本书。
In it, he talks about love and looking for love where it cannot be found.
在书里面就写了关于人寻找爱，这个是找不到、寻不着的爱。
And he says at the heart of the issue is to whom do I belong, to God or to the world?
他说最主要的那个课题其实就是我是属于谁的，我是属于神呢，还是属于世界的？
I'm going to read an extract from it because I think he puts it very well.
这是 Henry Nouwen 这样写的。
I'm the prodigal son every time I search for unconditional love where it cannot be found.
每逢我去找寻那个无条件的爱而又找不到的时候，我就成了浪子。
Why do I keep ignoring the place of true love and persisting in looking elsewhere?
为什么我总是忽略那真爱存在的地方而很执着地去往别处去找呢？
Why do I keep leaving home where I'm called a child of God?
为什么总是离家，而其实我真的应该是神的儿女。
I'm constantly surprised at how I keep taking the gifts that God has given me, my health, intellect, and emotional gifts.
我不断地觉得很惊讶，因为我总是收获神所赐给我的礼物。
And keep using them to impress people, receive affirmation, and compete for rewards, instead of developing them for the glory of God.
而神所赐的这些恩赐就包括了我的健康、我的智商、我的情感。而我却用来取悦他人，而得到他们的认同、他们的赞美，而不去不是去用来荣耀神。
Newman says, "Yes, I often carry my gifts off to a distant country and put them to the service of a world that does not know their value."
他说：“我往往把这些恩赐带到这个遥远的地方去，去服侍一个功利的或者一个剥削的世界，而这个世界的人却无法真正去珍惜这恩赐的真实价值。”
It's almost as if I want to prove to myself and to the world that I don't need God's love.
好像我想对自己或者对世界去证明什么，证明我不需要神。
I want to prove that I can make a life on my own, that I want to be fully independent.
好像我想在证明我自己能够管理自己的生命，我能够完全的独立。
And this is what Nguyen says, whom you often think as a very spiritual writer, really devout man.
有时你会想到，哇 ，Henry Nguyen 是一个这么敬虔的人哦，他却写了这样的东西。
But he himself experienced these feelings.
所以他也经历了这样的感情。
So I don't know if what I read has described you sometimes.
我在想这他所写的是否形容你呢
？I know it describes me.
那当然是形容了我们大家。
Rebellious, sometimes afraid, constantly running away.
我们总是叛逆的，总是害怕，也总是一直在逃跑。
Wanting the gifts of our Maker, but wanting to spend them on our own terms.
我们很想拥有神所赐的恩赐，但是却要用自己的方式、自己的原则来使用。
And so this is the first part of the message, the story of the lost son who has come back.
所以今天早上这个第一个信息是这样的。
Through the power of the cross and through God's many messages to us, we know that if we repent, even though we run away, He will take us back.
这个第一个信息就是儿子回头，而当人悔改转向神的时候，神会接纳我们。
But the message doesn't end there.
但是这个信息不在此结束。
The parable has a second part.
这个信息也有第二段。
And now we come to the second part about the older brother who was very unhappy.
这个第二段就关于这个做兄长的，说他很不高兴。
And the older brother's words were, "Look at how many years I've stayed here serving you, never giving you one moment of grief."
他的字是这样，他说：“哇，我跟你住了这么多年哈，从来没有让你伤心。
”But have you ever thrown a party for me and my friends?
但是你可曾为我开过一个宴会吗？
Then this son of yours threw away your money, spent it over there, then shows up and you go all out with a feast.
然后这个儿子他与娼妓花掉了你的财产，现在他出现了，你却为他大摆宴席。
Can you blame him for saying these things?
你能够怪他吗
？As I imagine, if I was him, I would be pretty upset.
我自认如果我是他的话，我也会感觉很很 bitter。
Firstly, your younger brother makes your father so sad by asking for his inheritance.
有一个这么衰的这个弟弟，他跟他父亲拿钱哦，拿财产。
So when the boy leaves home, then you have to pick up the pieces because you're the responsible older brother.
他离家出走了，那么你还要为他收拾残局，因为你是做哥哥的。
You might have to keep looking after your father.
还要继续照顾这个老人家。
Maybe the old man keeps looking out the window for the younger son every day.
那个父亲的头总是在看窗口等儿子回来。
Not to mention the extra share of work. It's a farm. There's work to be done.
那么还有工作，他弟弟的工作他必须跟他扛下来。
So I can understand. I think there's no love lost.
所以我猜他们两人之间是什么？没有爱啊。There's no love lost.
No love lost. Didn't miss him.
哦，就是哦 ，sorry， 就是没有想念他，哥哥没有想念弟弟。
Maybe only when there was work to be done, then he remembered.
可能想到哇，我要做你的工作，就想到弟弟了。
So I need to ask you, if you have siblings, if your sibling left home willingly, would you miss them?
如果你有弟兄姐妹的话，他们离开家，你会想念他们吗
I think your parents would miss them.
你的父母肯定会想念他们。
Those of you who are parents, as your children grow older and they go to university or work overseas, I think you would miss them.
相信当中的父母亲，当你孩子长大了，他们离开，他们上大学，你当然是很想念他们。
But your sibling?
做弟兄姐妹的呢？
I think in some cases, maybe it's a relief that your sibling no longer lives in the same house.
也许你的哥哥姐姐弟弟妹妹反而会觉得很高兴哦，因为你不在家了。
I feel like I know my friend's siblings rather well.
我陈或者蒋元陈伦他跟他的朋友蛮熟的。
Even though I've never met them before.
包括认识他们的兄弟姐妹，虽然从来没有见过。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么？
Because they complain to me all the time about them.
因为他们一直在埋怨他们的兄弟姐妹啊。
So through the years, I've heard a lot about my brother la, my sister la.
就很听到很多这样的，哎呀，我哥哥是这样，我弟弟是这样，我姐姐这样，我妹妹这样。
But most of the time, when it comes down to it, we still tolerate our siblings.
但是很多时候，我们还是会宽容的对待我们的兄弟姐妹。
Why?
为什么会这样呢？
For the sake of your parents.
很多时候总是说，哎呀，为了我们的父母的关系。
You are siblings, brother and sister, because you are of the same parents.
我们的关系哦，是兄弟姐妹的关系，正因为是我们有同样的父母。
Okay. When my friends complain, they are the most complaining when they feel that their sibling is not treating their parents correctly.
当我的朋友们他们在埋怨的时候，很多时候是埋怨自己的兄弟姐妹没有好好的善待父母。
So some anonymous random examples. For example, they say, why has my brother borrowed money from my elderly parents?
比如说他说哦，为什么我的兄长跟父亲借钱呢？
Why are my three older professional sisters staying at home and not contributing to the household expenses?
为什么他们与父母亲同住却从来不为家庭的开销做出贡献呢？
Why does everybody turn a blind eye except me when it's time to take the parents for medical checkups?
为什么去父母亲看医生的时候就没有人管呢？就变成是我的责任呢？
So we feel indignant on behalf of our parents.
有时候我们会为这父母亲而觉得有点气愤。
But after complaining one big round,
但是唠叨了一整圈。
At the end, we come back to the same statement.
很多时候我们总是，做这个同样的一句话。
We say, if your parents don't say anything, then you cannot say anything.
我说，哎呀，爸爸妈妈都没有说什么，我们也不能说什么。
If your parents don't object, then what can you say?
爸爸妈妈都没有反对了，那我们能够说什么呢？
If your parents who are so loving and so generous,
如果父母亲都那么有那么多的爱哈，那么宽恕。
The way they love you is the way they love your siblings.
他们怎么样的爱你呢？就是同样的是他们怎么爱你的兄弟姐妹。
Then what can you say?
那么我们能说什么呢？
Do you say, oh, but I'm not like them. You know, I always give money. I take them to the doctor.
你会不会说，但是我不像他们啊，我每次都有给你钱啊，我也每次带你去看医生。
But that's exactly what the older brother said in the parable.
但这正是这个哥哥在这个故事里面所说的。
He said, look how I've always stayed here serving you, never giving you a moment of grief.
他说，你看我一直跟你同住，我从来没有让你伤心过。
So the older brother's words presume that merit and deeds are the foundation of the parents' love.
哥哥的话，他有一个假设的前提哈，就是说父母亲对于孩子的爱是基于这个功德或者好行为。
But usually they're not.
但是真实情况不是这样的。
Usually the parent-child bond is based on relationship, pure and simple.
其实父母与儿女的情是出于一个关系。
You love your child because he or she is your child.
很简单，很纯正，就是你爱你的孩子，正因为他是你的骨肉。
If love was based on merit and deeds, I don't think our parents would have gone very far with us.
这个爱啊，如果是就单从这个功德了或者行为来看，那么我们的父母不可能到现在还那么爱我们。
If it's so for our earthly parents, then what is it so much more for our heavenly Father?
既然如此的话，那么天父更是如此。
We are all brothers and sisters in Christ, bound together in His family.
在基督里，我们都是一家人，我们都是联系着的，在一个大家庭里。
And as we experience His love and grace poured out on us, we also have to learn not to begrudge what He shows to other people.
当我们在领受着神的恩与爱，我们也要学习不去论断别人，而是以基督的爱去爱他们。
And we have to love them as Christ loves us, which is the really difficult part.
正如基督如何爱我们，我们也去爱他们。
So coming back to our verses, the second part of the message is Jesus responding to the grumblings of the Pharisees.
So 回到我们今天这今早的经文呢，是耶稣是如此的回应法利赛人的这个埋怨。
The Pharisees and scribes were complaining because he was rejoicing with the repentant sinners.
法利赛人和文士指责耶稣，因为耶稣因着那个罪人的悔改而欢心。
Jesus was seen eating with the sinners, and this was important because it represented that he accepted them.
他们很不满意主耶稣和罪人吃喝，因为这个同桌同餐有一个意义的，就是表示了接纳，也表示亲密的关系。
And I think it represented that he treated them as equals.
这就表象征说耶稣说我以同样的心态来对待你们，我是比你们看成是同等的。
And I think if I was a Pharisee, I might think that that means I have to eat with the sinners too.
所以如果我是一个法利赛人，我就说那我也要跟罪人同桌同餐吗？
We're all at the same table.
同桌同餐。
So the extra bit on this parable about the story of the older brother is Jesus' final forceful response to the grumbling Pharisees.
所以耶稣是对这个法利赛人对文士这样子的回应，而且他的回应是强而有力的。
Jesus is saying, "Why are you so concerned about your possessions, your sheep and your coins? But what about the lost people?"
他是在反问他们，为什么你总是那么在乎这个失去的财富，这个羊啊，这个钱币啊？而对这个失丧的灵魂，你就不那么在乎呢？
What about the sinners?
那些罪人怎么办呢？
So with this part of the message, we're reminded of God's heart for His lost people.
所以今天的这个信息，我们也被提醒神的心意。
And the part of this message for us is, are we showing the heart and the love of God?
神对失丧灵魂的迫切的心意，就是我们是否也很在乎他们呢？
Are we more concerned about our possessions, our modern-day equivalents of sheep and coins?
我们是否更在乎自己所拥有的，就是我们今天的所谓的羊啊、钱币啊。
Are we thinking more about our cars, our bank accounts, toys, clothes, rather than God's people?
我们是否都很在乎我们所拥有的，我们的汽车、我们的户口、我们的玩具、衣服，而多过神的子民呢？
I know the thing is not so simple, but one way to look at it is how much of your time this week have you spent on different things?
当然事情并不那么简单化了，但是另外一个方法来看，就是说你在这个礼拜、这个星期内，你到底花了多少时间来服侍神的子民呢？
So how much time have we spent on His people, whether it's missions and outreach, or whether it's ministering to brothers and sisters?
我们花了多少时间去服侍神所爱的人，包括比如说宣教啊、传福音啊，或者服侍族内的弟兄姐妹。
Okay. So we've talked about the two halves of the message. First, that of the lost son, and then that of the older brother.
所以这个信息有两段，第一段是这个弟弟，第二段是哥哥。
So in conclusion, we are talking about the parable as the final one in a lost and found series.
所以这里讲的是这个三部曲的最后一个部分。
So we are reminded that we were lost and we have now been found.
我们被提醒说，我们也曾经迷失过，而现在我们被寻找寻到了。
Through the power of the cross, Jesus saves us and extends to us grace and mercy if we will repent.
透过十字架的大爱，上帝将他的恩和他的恩典和慈爱赐给我们，给予所有向悔改他的人，都是这样的。
And we are also reminded that we need to have the heart of God to love His people like He loves them.
我们也被提醒，我们应当有神爱世人的心，去爱他人，正如神爱世人。
And that last point is the hardest to do.
最后这一点呢，就是最难实行的。
Could you love your siblings like your parents love them?
你是否能够用你父母亲的爱去爱你家里的弟兄姐妹呢？
I would find it very hard.
当然不是那么容易。
Yeah. Can we try to love our brothers and sisters the way God loves them?
我们是否能够像神爱他们一样的去爱我们的弟兄姐妹呢？
Even harder yet.
更难的。
And yet we still have to try.
但是我们必须这样做。
Because this is our response to the love that God bestows on us.
因为这是我们的回应，这是我们回应神对我们的那奇异伟大的爱。
As we remember God, the fount of every blessing,
当我们纪念神，而神是万福的源头。
as we remember his amazing, tremendous, unbelievable love,
当我们纪念到神那奇异、那不可思议的爱与恩典，
we have to respond by honoring him.
那我们没有办法只有去遵行他所吩咐的。
And so we ask God's help as we try to do His will in this aspect.
所以愿神帮助我们，帮助我们，叫我们这样按着他的心意来遵从他。
Let's go to God in prayer.
我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your reminding this morning, Lord. Father, we thank you for your great love that even though we've gone to a very far country and we're always running away, you still take us back. Father, in this season of Lent and Easter, as we think about your grace and your sacrifice and marvel at the wonders of your work, we ask that you will help us to let your goodness bind us like a fetter so that we'll not wander away, Lord. And Father, we also ask that you help us to love other people as you do, Lord, whether it's our, you know, blood and flesh siblings or our brothers and sisters in Christ. We ask that you remind us that as you call us to you, you ask us to look after your sheep also. And all this, we know, we turn to you for help because we're weak, but through you, you give us the strength and the grace to do it, Lord. I pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.